Donald? Is that the...
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I am Bev Shoemaker, your worship leader for this morning. For prayer concerns and thanksgiving, I have a couple I'd like to share, and then anybody else has one. Please pray for the missing teen in Avoca, Leah and her family, McDonald. Also, pray for Barb Larson, who is having ongoing health issues. The message, the announcements on the back of your bulletin, I'll just go over a few of them. The Grief Share class is Monday. This Monday at 6 p.m. in Wesley Hall. A Lenten Bible study, which is really good, I would recommend it, is Wednesdays at 2 p.m. And our organist today is Crystal Barber, and it's been really nice to listen to her this morning. Do you have any announcements?
Yeah, we also want to keep in prayer.
Tess? Oh, there we go. Thank you. Claire Gordon, I understand her surgery was postponed. It's going to be tomorrow morning, so continue to keep them in prayer. And my heart cath is in the morning as well. I have to be there at 6:30. So Jim and I are going to go stay in a hotel tonight down there, so I will not be available tonight. And they told me to pack an overnight bag, so... If you have an emergency, call Mary, and she can try to get a hold of me. So I just want to put a bug in your ear for something to start thinking about. Worship will be meeting soon for Easter. We already know that we might have a packed house, and there's been questions whether, I'm kind of looking at Linda because we haven't talked. We need to have a meeting. However, the question has come up if we're going to be having a sunrise service. And my answer is no, unless somebody can do it, because I have to be at Deckerville that morning. So the option is, because we're really pretty full on Easter, is you come to Deckerville at 8:30. Yes? Come to Deckerville at 8:30. And worship with me there. It's the same program as it is here. Same message, same. And then you've got the day free. So that's an option, and we will be talking about it. I'm planting a seed to start thinking about it. And Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, we're talking with the Presbyterian Church, and they're getting back to me. We're playing phone tag. So know that holiday things are coming up. We are discussing them. We just don't have answers yet. All right? Let me see if there was anything else. I think that's
birthdays.
And yep.
I just want to reiterate, Pastor Sue said there may be a sunrise service. It's still in a talking stage, but there's another option for you. But 8:30 at Deckerville would be wonderful, too. I love that church. Any other announcements just offhand? No. We have some birthdays to recognize, and Tammy Johnson, March 8th, Taylor Tank, March 11th, Leanne Brown, March 12th, Donna Stone, March 13th, Mike Ridley, March 13th, and Reese Sen on March 13th. We wish them all happy birthday. I don't know if any of them are here.
I don't think any of them are here, but yeah, please.
I don't see any anniversaries listed, but are we missing any? Are there any anniversaries to celebrate? Okay. All righty. We will have the prelude and lighting of the candles. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship.
The song that I want to play for you today is really a beautiful, I love the words.
laid behind a stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Our praise songs today, we have two of them, More Precious Than Silver, and then followed by Come to the Table of Grace. You may stand if you're able. Please stand if you're able.
Thank you.
call to worship is on the screen and in your bulletin. You will do the, done responsibly, you will do the bold print. Come, let us worship the Christ.
With his comings we are healed. Through him we are one in the Spirit.
Come, let us worship, offering him voices and lives in harmony with his will.
Give of ourselves in service to God and to his people. Let us pray. Lord of life and love, help us to worship thee in the holiness of beauty, that some beauty of holiness may appear in us. Quiet our souls in thy presence with the stillness of a wise trust. Lift us above dark moods and the shadow of sin, that we may find thy will for our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Me be seated, and the kids can come forward.
Are you going to flip the
hymn? Oh, we have a hymn? Oh, yeah, I missed the hymn. Let's do it after I have the kids, because I've already, you know, it's go with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said children. I'm going to have you guys come up here and sit, though. Your girl's going to go up for me? Cut the cord. I love it. Go. Oh, come on. All right. You can answer from there by with mom, okay? All right. What do we have to do in order to clean our houses? What tools do we need to use? A broom? Vacuum? Soap? Duster, yes. Duster is a very good answer. Got any other ideas? She's not answering. She's going to be shy today. What do you think the church is called? Whose house is it? Jesus' house. Do we not have to clean Jesus' house too? We use those same tools? Uh-huh. In fact, I think Mr. Russ does a lot of hard work cleaning the church, doesn't he? And he puts up, I think it's him, that puts up on the bulletin board back here some needs of cleaning items that we may need. So if you want to look back there, parents, and I'm looking at you now, look and see what we need and bring it in, because Russ is still cleaning the church. So this may be a tougher question. How do we clean our hearts? Ooh, that's tough, isn't it? Praying. Very good. Anything else? Where are we today? Coming to church. We come to worship, right? Do you do devotions or read your Bible? That's other ways to clean our hearts. Well, today's story talks about Jesus, and he was cleaning the temple. But he was cleaning the temple in a way that was different than what we named, because there was cattle and sheep inside the temple. Ooh, huh? And there was money that was being exchanged as people bought different animals for Passover. And Jesus, you know what? He was very human, and he showed his humanness in this passage. He got angry. Can you imagine Jesus being angry? It's kind of hard to think about, isn't it? Because Jesus, we know, is loving, right? He got angry. Why do you think he got angry?
There
was a bunch of animals in that temple, and so he wanted to clean it out, and so he did. And we'll hear the rest of the story about that in the message. But I want to go back to how we clean our heart. So I'm going to ask you, do you think you can clean your heart this week? If you do something wrong, The people in the temple did things wrong, like having the animals there and exchanging money. What if we do something wrong? What do we do to clean our heart? Tell Jesus we're sorry. You got it. Thanks for that answer. We can ask for forgiveness, can't we? And say, I'm sorry. We tell our parents probably I'm sorry sometimes, don't we? Yeah, because we all make mistakes. We all do, even as adults. Right, adults? Yes. And so this week, if you make a mistake and you do something wrong, ask God to forgive you. And you know what? He'll do it. Right? Okay, so will you follow me with prayer? Okay, yep, we're going to pray. Dear God, thank you for your son Jesus who forgives us and cleans our heart. Amen. Amen. Good, thank you. Oh, I got bulletins right behind there. Bo, can you get up and get them? They're right behind back there. Right behind where I usually stand. Maybe Bev might have to help you. There's children's bulletins right there in the middle. Thank you. You're such a big helper. Yeah, he's got a sucker in his hand. It's kind of hard. All right. Now we can get ready for our hymn. You can stay seated or stand as you, and we need to make sure we have enough. Make sure we get a bulletin over here. All right. So that will come in your packages when you get your packages, okay? You got them today. Thank you.
Nothing like children in church, is there? Just wonderful. Our hymn today is Lord of the Dance.
may be seated.
Our Old Testament reading today is Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold and much purer gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words in my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. Amen.
Thank you, Beth. Today we pray for Mark's barber shop. And as I do these for the community, if anybody ever knows that those places are closed, because there were places that have closed during COVID, please let me know, because I do these like 6 months ahead of time. So if there's change, please let me know. Let's pray for our church, our people, God's people in the community. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the beauty of this day, for the sun we've had in this winter, for the opportunity to now come and worship you in person, to gather together as the body of Christ, and to partake in Holy Communion as we will do in a little bit. God, we thank you for your Son that makes it all possible, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to lead us, to show us, to be with us always. And Lord, you know those names that we have lifted and those that are unnamed in our heart. And we pray, Lord, that you will put a healing hand on those who need that hand, for those who suffer, for those who've lost jobs, for those who lost loved ones. May you bring peace and comfort. May you bring provisions, giving discernment to people around to be able to help. Lord, we need you. We love you, and we thank you for all that you do in our lives. So continue to show us the way. Show me the way. Then we need to go in order to be faithful and obedient disciples of Jesus Christ. May we transform not only your people here, but your people in our community and throughout the world, that we truly will be your hands and feet, to be able to tell others the good news of Jesus Christ, especially in this season of Lent, that we can grow closer to you and that we can share your love with others. It is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In our hymn sanctuary, I want you to remain seated and be in a prayerful, thoughtful presence with our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll sing it twice, though, Crystal, two times. Today's scripture comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. He made a whip out of cords and drove all the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. And he scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show to prove us your authority to do all this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." And they replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Did you notice that prayer that I pray is almost what Bev read in Psalm 19? It's just I changed the last sentence. To pray that it's not about me, that I see Jesus and it's about Jesus. So today as we look at this scripture in John, I want you to know that this is the week of Holy Week that this is happening. It's on Tuesday. And they're preparing for their normal Passover. which they may have been doing for quite some time, many years, selling cattle and sheep and doves, in order that they may be slaughtered to give their sins and the blood being shed for their family. And they were exchanging money. And as they were exchanging money, the ones that were taking the money were caught, were charging more than what they were supposed to do. Imagine that. Never has that happened in our lifetime, right? So there's a couple points here that Jesus really targets in on the scripture. One is that there is injustice being done. You should not be charging what you're charging. You're taking advantage of, especially those who can afford it. Injustice. One of the second points is that there's hypocrisy. I've heard people say, I don't want to go to church. There's a bunch of hypocrites that sit in church. You ever heard that? They go to church on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day they worship, and then the rest of the week, they don't act like a Christian. I don't want any part of that. Well, these people who were selling the animals, they knew better. They knew, as people who worked in the temple, scribes or whoever, this was against the rules. This was against their doctrine. But they were doing it anyway. And so Jesus is targeting their hypocrisy. You hypocrites, don't you know better? And I find interesting in this passage that Jesus finds some cords, is what it's called, and he makes a whip. Now, this is a little detail, but it's one that has stuck in my mind. What did he find that was around the temple that was cords that he could put together and make a whip? I don't know why I have to ask that. I don't know why that's come to mind, but it has. So he whips to get the noise, to get the animals out. And he overturns and throws the change. Remember a year or so ago, I threw the offering plate. Kind of scared those that were in the front row. I'm not doing that this year. Jesus showed his humanity in this. He was angry. Now, I thought about this and I thought, is that righteous? Righteous angry? Anger? Is it ever right to be angry? In his situation, I'm thinking he was righteous in what he was doing. Of course, we also know that he had the authority to do it. And they questioned that. By what authority do you have to do what you've just done? Jesus has the authority. He is God. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the triune. The three in one. But in his 3 years of ministry, they probably have just started to see some of his authority, and they have rebuked him every single time. And now it's coming to from Tuesday to Friday when they take their whip and hit him. That's where I made this connection that stuck out. For me, I'm not sure why, but they were angry with him and turned the tables and stripped and beat him with a whip. I thought about this passage and thinking, wow, what if I failed at doing the right thing and I was whipped for it? Ouch. But see, God's grace and his mercy is extended to us when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Because he died on the cross for us. He was whipped and beaten. Stripped. Put to shame. For us. That we may have hope. That we can have forgiveness. That we can confess our sins and not be whipped. What a blessing that is. Amen? But he did what he knew was right for the temple, even though the people did not agree. He had the authority to do so. Thought about how many times do we rebuke in society because we want things our way? Thank goodness there's not a whip, right? Do we do things out of righteous anger? Is there a righteous anger for us as Christians? Something I don't have an answer to. I'm not going to tell you today. You have to figure that out like I do. But I do believe that at that point, Jesus was righteous in his anger. But I don't think we're righteous when we get angry about things. When we disagree with one another, do we just let it go? We just said in the Lord's Prayer, we forgive those who trespassed against us. Do we really do that? We should. Or are we being hypocrites? Oh, you hypocrites. Is there injustice in what we do today like there was in those days at the temple? The temple was to be a place where they would come and they would praise God and they would worship our Lord, worship God. So then I began to think about how do we enter into worship? Do we come with hearts that are full of joy and praise and ready to praise him? Or do we come in the door going, oh, I'm here to see so-and-so and so-and-so, and I can take care of this business and this business? Do I come in so that everybody can see that I went to worship? I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, I hope. But how do we come in? Are we saying, okay, Pastor, it's about time to go to lunch, so you need to wrap this up? Now, I know a few of you are probably thinking that. Well, what am I going to be doing this afternoon? Let's hurry up and get out of here. Why are we here in worship? How do we clean our hearts? As I ask our children, if we're cleaning the temple, we're cleaning our house, we're cleaning God's house in the church building, how do we clean our own heart? And the children did pretty well with that. Through prayer, reading the scriptures, having a devotional life, coming to worship, being in fellowship, serving others. That's how we cleanse our heart. Sometimes we have to have God show us what we need to do in order to do it. So we need to listen to see what God is telling us so that we can be faithful and obedient and not be like these people who went against what Jesus was telling them. They didn't like his authority. They didn't like what he said, that he would raise the temple in 3 days. Can you imagine after several people took 46 years to build a temple, and now Jesus is saying, I can raise it in 3 days? They probably were going, you are a Looney Tune. You're absolutely crazy. I probably would if I would have been in those days and time and heard that. How do you do that? Because, see, we know the rest of the story. We know that he died. Remember, this is Tuesday before Friday when he died, and he rose again on Sunday. We know the rest of the story, but they didn't. Until Sunday morning came, and he rose again, and then he showed himself to the disciples, and then what happened? They believed. Because they were told that, they just couldn't understand it because it hadn't happened yet. But you and I have heard the stories over and over and over. We're in the season of Lent where we need to reflect to cleanse our own heart to be able to follow Jesus as he wants us to follow him. Oh, but if you're like me, sometimes we like to have it our own way, don't we? I want to do my will, not yours. But if we don't follow his will, his way, we will suffer consequences. It may not be by a whip, but we will be judged. We will be accountable for what we do on this earth. Because Jesus has the authority. So I want to ask you, what is this text saying to you today? Is it saying, I better be careful so I don't get whipped? I hope you don't just go home and think of that. Is it telling us that cleansing the temple is like cleansing our bodies and we should listen and be faithful and obedient? Now, that's really hard to do, isn't it? I can't exercise right now. I'm so frustrated. But I can eat better. Jim and I both are trying. But we need to take care of our bodies just like Jesus said his body is the temple. We need to take care of ourselves. And I have several mother hens that are telling me that all the time. You need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself. You need to be. Thank you, mother hens. I say that with love. Because we are to take care of our temple, our bodies. They're not made to last forever. And we want to be in the right relationship with Jesus Christ, that we have that eternal life that faces us as we go from this earth to heaven. I hope that we can say in this passage, I believe. And I hope we can say in this passage that, yes, I will help cleanse not only my house, but our church. Don't forget the supply list. But more importantly, I will cleanse my temple, my heart, my soul. So it was on the night that Jesus sat with his disciples on that Passover week on Thursday. That was a normal thing to do. It was Passover. They always had a great big meal on Passover, and they had bread at the table, matzah. And he took the bread, and he broke it, and he gave thanks, and he said, this is my body, broken for you. And every time you partake of it, remember me. And I'm sure at that point his disciples were going, what? They didn't understand because they didn't have the rest of the story. And then after the supper was over, he took his cup and he blessed it and he gave thanks. And then he said, "This is my blood, poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It's a new covenant, it's a new beginning, a new start. And every time you remember me, partake." What does that tell us? We have a new beginning every time we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We can be cleansed. That's part of taking care of our temple. So we partake this morning in Holy Communion. Does everybody have a cup? If anybody needs a cup, raise your hand. The ushers will get it to you. For every time we partake in this holy sacrament, we are doing what God wants us to do, to be a part of who he is, to show him the way, to have him show us the way. So if you'll take off your thin lining, you'll have the wafer there that represents the bread, the body of Jesus Christ. Take, you can put your mask up, down, however, take and eat and remember what he's done for us. And then open up the larger film. Anybody need help, let us know. And here's the juice representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and remember. There will be a basket, I believe, at the back where you can put these cups in. They're shaking their head yes when you leave. But let us remember that Jesus was whipped and he died for you and I. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you gave us your son, Jesus. That he suffered for us. That you and I can be forgiven. That we can receive his grace and his love. His forgiveness. We pray, Lord, that it actually puts us back in place. To cleanse our heart, to have a new covenant, a new beginning, a new start. Because the power of the Holy Spirit has poured out onto these gifts of bread and juice, made for us as a remembrance. So may we be thankful, and may we be transformed. In the name of our Lord Savior. Amen. We ask that you bring in your offering and put it in the back, and the ushers are going to come forward. If you have not, when it gets up here to the front, you may come up and bring your offering. Will you stand for the doxology, please? Loving God, we thank you that you love us as you loved your Son, that we may give gifts, not out of exchange, but out of our love and out of our service to you, that they may be used to do the ministries, to share the good news that you are alive, and with you we have hope. So we thank you and we ask that you bless it and bless those who have given and those who will receive. And we pray this in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Our closing song, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. I chose this psalm because I thought it went with the sermon. As Jesus looked on injustice and hypocrisy, he looks on us and what we will be. I pray that we truly want to be a Christian, holy, joyful, filled with his love, that we will be Christ-like. Pray that you have a good week, a blessed week, and that you know that God is with you always. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.